Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. As I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pools in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk own and control less than 0.035% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly. They can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March for what? Who cares? Marching never changed anything.
Yes, indeed. 7-Up cake. We got pound cake.
Some of that pound cake.
Yes, indeed, brother. There you go. Thank you, brother. You have a good day today. Salam.
Today I begin a new life. For I am the master of my abilities. And today is going to be a great and beautiful day.
What?
I said, today I begin a new life. For I am the master of my abilities. And today is going to be a great and beautiful day.
Pillows, goose down, $35.
P, you a buyer or a seller?
What? Videos, homie. Videos, DVDs, CDs, Master P, Charlie's Angels.
Look at yourself.
How many millionaires you got on, bruh? I count at least three. Man, what the fuck are you talking about? P, look around, man. You see what I see? I see money. Look at my man over there selling t-shirts. Brother over there selling pies and paper. Cake man over there. Everybody moving, making money, right? While we standing still being broke. Figured all this shit out, man. All this. This whole world moves forward through transactions. commerce, nigga. The exchange of goods and services.
Hmm.
All the real baller successful folks are sellers. And all the broke-ass people playing catch-up are buyers. I ain't trying to go out like that, Pete. I'm going to be a seller. I'm going to get my own business. Change the game.
Two things are going to happen. There's going to be a lesson, and there's going to be a blessing. Every failure is a lesson and a blessing. Every failure, there is a lesson and a blessing. Let me tell you something. You know how many mistakes I've made? Last January, I hosted Miss Universe. What you laughing at? Why is your ass laughing? I made this mistake in 89 countries. Now here's the way God works. I'll tell you how crazy this is. On my vision board, the part you don't see, because I have another list. I have one. I can't show you this because it's not going to show up. But I have a morning gratitude prayer. And you can't see it, but this is everything I wake up before I talk to my wife. I thank God for about 64 things before I ask Him for anything. Then after that, it's about another 50 things that I'm asking Him for. With all I have, I got about 50 things that I'm asking for. One of the things on my list that I asked God for was to increase my global persona. I want to increase my global persona. I want my message, my motivational speaking, to go global, worldwide. I want to share with more people how to become successful and teach it to them real simple. See, I ain't saying nothing heavy today. If you don't understand that beat, something wrong with you. You ain't gonna make it. Thanks for coming. Because you're super slow if you ain't getting my time. Because I ain't no brilliant cat. I just know how to keep it real simple, right? So in asking God to increase my global persona, He made me the first African-American host ever in the history of the Miss Universe pageant. But He didn't stop there. He allowed me to make the biggest mistake ever made on national global television. That mistake, 48 hours later, I was trending so hard on Google and social media, my name in 48 hours had been typed in 4 billion times. A week was up, Steve Harvey had been Googled 7 billion times.
Wow.
I did not appreciate the way God chose to increase my global persona. I didn't like that one at all. I was a little ticked off with God for a minute. Because in truth, what happened was, it wasn't a mistake I made. I just ate it for everybody. See, the teleprompter, I'm a smart guy. I've been on TV a long time. And the new 2015 Miss Universe is? That's what the teleprompter says. The IBF in my ear says, read the next name. We have rehearsed it this way for 3 days. It was only 2 names on the card. They put a third name in the corner, never told me. We had never, we had changed. It wasn't going to be no first runner up. The guy said, read the next name on the card. Hold now. Next name on the card, Miss Columbia. Great job, Steve. Go for the setup to close. I go in the back. I'm chilling. Steve, you killed it. I know. Steve, you good. You're the greatest. Won't he do it? Then all I heard was cussing. I just heard white people in my ear just cussing. What do you mean? That's the wrong name. The guy said, we'll straighten it out tomorrow in the media. I said, no, we straighten it out tonight. I walked back out there on my own. I didn't tell him that the teleprompter was wrong. I didn't tell him that the dude told me to say this in my ear. I didn't tell him that they changed the car from her. I stood there and I ate it. The way my father raised me. Be a man. Go out there and open up. If I'd have blamed the teleprompter, he'd never work in Hollywood again. The director would have been fired and out of work. Cue card lady, her job gone. I got 5 shows. I take this hit. So I took it. Boy, they laughed at me. People I thought was my friends turned on me. They were doing memes on me. Oh, they was that CEO and still mad. They talked about me. I got death threats from Columbia. We have 24-hour security inside of our gates now because of Miss Universe.
Wow.
People was coming by my house, man, taking pictures. Them Colombians was mad. You know, this is the drug cartel. You got to be serious with these dudes. And they're going to get it on them. I don't even know Spanish, but I know when I'm getting cussed out. I don't know what punta is, but I was punta so many damn times. I don't know what it is, but I was one. But behind every mistake, every moment of adversity, there's a lesson and a blessing. The lesson was, I learned something that day. From now on, before I do anything, I double check everybody. So that's the lesson. So now, Steve Harvey, I don't care what the teleprompter say. And we're gonna talk to some people first. That's the lesson. Here comes the blessing. 4 weeks later, T-Mobile calls. They said, Steve, we want you to do a Super Bowl commercial. They said, we're going to do a spoof on the Miss Universe thing. I said, I'm not doing that, man. I'm sick of that. Then they told me how much they paid. So I went and shot the Super Bowl commercial. I made so much money and charged them so much money for one commercial that it paid for everything I have for 2 years.
Oh.
Then I turn around and now I am part owner of the Miss Universe pageant, Miss Teen USA, and Miss America. There's a lesson and a blessing.
Yeah.
You gotta hang in there with it when it gets funky for you.
Yeah.
Now, y'all, I'm telling you all this because I'm telling you some things that's going on. But God wants you to be great. Being rich is okay. But in order to get where you're going, you gotta remember this. Everybody come with you can't go with you.
Amen.
Uh-oh, this is the hard part. So listen to this careful. Everybody come with you can't go with you. You got to get like-minded people around you. You got to surround yourself with everybody on the same page. I told you, these dudes, look at this picture. They going out on a hunt. Look at their face. They serious, man. Ain't nobody play. They don't bring the Cubs. The Cubs can't make it on this trip. Everybody come with you, can't go with you. When it's time to kill to eat, you got to get like-minded people around you. Everybody come with you, can't wait. If you're too old, you can't rest this hunt up. Sorry, you got to stay back at the house. Sometimes you gotta cut your family loose. Sometimes your friends is the one. Association brings on participation.
Yeah.
If you're sitting around friends and all they doing is getting high, guess what you're gonna do? You're gonna get high with them.
Yeah.
What, you stupid? If all your friends is talking about we gonna gang bang, we gonna slang this dope, we gonna rob and steal, guess what you're gonna do? You're gonna sell dope. You're gonna rob and steal. If all your girlfriends is always gossiping, guess what you doing? You listening. So instead of going out on your mission, you sitting around gossiping. Sometimes in order to get where you're going, you gotta cut some people loose. Let me teach you this here. This man told me one time, if you ever watch a rocket ship that's blasting off, you'll notice that it's four tanks around this rocket ship. 5, 4, 3, 2. You'll notice two of them stay on the ground. And that rocket starts coming up. Two of them stay attached to the rocket. But you watch that rocket, and once it gets up so high, you see another tank fall off. Then you watch the rocket get a little bit higher. The last tank falls off because it's necessary to rid yourself of the dead weight so that you can orbit as high as God has intended for you. But you gotta lose these people. See, everybody come with you, can't go with you. Yeah, we was friends and we was homies. Yeah, you might ride or die. But I'm trying to go somewhere else now. Your negative attitude is slowing me down. Your gossiping is always, your hatred is pushing me. You got to go. You got to let that tank go. Now, you want to go to where God got for you, or you want to hang on with your friends? What you going to do? Everybody come with you, can't go with you.
Yes, indeed. 7-Up cake. We got pound cake. And we
some of that pound cake.
Yes, indeed, brother. There you go. Thank you, brother. You have a good day today. Salam.
Today I begin a new life. For I am the master of my abilities. And today is going to be a great and beautiful day.
What?
I said, today I begin a new life. For I am the master of my abilities. And today is going to be a great and beautiful day.
Pillows, pillows, goose down, $35.
P, you a buyer or a seller?
What? Videos, homie. Videos, DVDs, CDs, Master P, Charlie's Angels.
Look at yourself.
How many millionaires you got on, bruh? I count at least three.
Man, what the fuck are you talking about?
P, look around, man. You see what I see? I see money. Look at my man over there selling t-shirts. Brother over there selling pies and paper. Cake man over there. Everybody moving, making money, right? While we standing still being broke. Figured all this shit out, man. All this. This whole world moves forward through transactions. Commerce, nigga. The exchange of goods and services. All the real baller successful folks are sellers. And all the broke ass people playing catch up are buyers. I ain't trying to go out like that, Pete. I'ma be a seller. I'ma get my own business. Change the game.
Yes. See, I now learned this from Joel Osteen. That's my man. He be texting me. That's my man. This God done put some people around me, show me some stuff. He was telling this story. He said, this man that went to heaven, he was walking with Peter down this aisleway, and it was going down this corridor, had a lot of doors on it, and said all these doors had names on it. And he said, Peter, let me ask you something. What's all these doors, these names on? He said, don't worry about it. Just go ahead. So he kept walking. And messed around, he saw one of them doors and had his name on it. He said, whoa. He said, hey, Peter, this here ain't got my name on it. Something I need to know. He said, man, don't worry about that. You here now. Just go on in there and talk to him. See what he's here. He said, nah, I won't know what's in the door. He said, you sure you won't see what's in the door? He said, yeah. So he opened up the door. It was a warehouse. It had number shelves on it. And then the shelves had nothing but packages. And all the packages had his name on them. And he said, what is all these boxes? He said, that's all of the blessings. All of the things God wanted to ship to you. But number one, you didn't ask him for it. Then number two, you didn't believe you would have it. Then you doubted him. And then you felt like you wasn't worthy. And so now all these boxes is up here. Now the man standing there wishing he had never even been in the room. And I started thinking. I got some dudes that work for me. And I said, I want you to do this graph for me. And that's what I'm finna show you now. See, what happened is when God sends your package, he only sends it to one street. That's Faith Street. You got to stay in faith. You can't move off of Faith Street. You can't get on Doubted Drive. You can't be over there and start doubting it because your package's going to go right on by. You can't lose your faith and get on Not Meant to Be Way because your package is going to keep going right on by because the package just go to Faith Street. You can get your little feelings hurt. I ain't worthy. Guess what? Your package going to keep going right on by. You have not because you ask not. Then you sit up here and start feeling sorry for yourself. You go on Pity Way. Your package keep going right on by. If you stay right on Faith Street, don't ever come off because the blessing is coming. If you wait on it, here it comes. It may not come when you want it, but it don't come. But if you get up and you move off of Faith Street, your box going to get sent back to sender. And now you're going to have a warehouse with a bunch of boxes with your name on it that you didn't never get. And I don't know about you, but I want everything he got for me. If he got something for me, I need all of mine. Because I don't know about you, but God lay you out, man. God will give you stuff. Man, she just took me places. I ain't never thought I was going to go. I done seen parts of the world I never even thought I could go to. He done gave me stuff. He done put people in my life. God will do it for you, man. But you just got to stay, man. Use these principles of success. Understand, God is just that way. He'll lay you out. Because if he can lay me out, see, if he fix me and change me and get me over here trying to do better, I ain't perfect. I'm just trying to do better. I still say some stuff I ain't supposed to say.
Today's podcast is titled Pakistan. Are you a buyer or seller? What is Pakistan? It's a social network state. If you look up the word state, that means territory. So we are setting up physical locations on the ground. We've secured some already. Matter of fact, some we've had for like 3 years now. But we're consolidating things under the name Podcastan, which means land of podcasters. And today's podcast is titled, Are You a Buyer or Seller? And I'm going to play this little short piece that we played earlier in the podcast today because that's what things come down to in life. Are you a buyer or you a seller?
Yeah.
Brother, break bread with me, brother. Got that pure cake, no butter, no sugar. Asiatic, straight like my brother's soul. Yes, indeed. 7-Up cake, we got pound cake. And we...
Some of that pound cake.
Yes, indeed, brother. There you go. Thank you, brother. You have a good day today. Salam.
Today I begin a new life. For I am the master of my abilities, and today is going to be a great and beautiful day.
What?
I said, today I begin a new life. For I am the master of my abilities, and today is going to be a great and beautiful day.
Pillows, goose down, $35.
P, you a buyer or a seller?
What? Videos, homie. Videos, DVDs, CDs, Master P, Charlie's Angels.
Look at yourself.
How many millionaires you got on, bruh? I count at least 3.
Man, what the fuck are you talking about?
P, look around, man. See what I see? I see money. Look at my man over there selling t-shirts. Brother over there selling pies and papers. Cake man over there. Everybody moving, making money. Right? While we standing still being broke. I figured all this shit out, man. All this. This whole world moves forward through transactions. Commerce, nigga. The exchange of goods and services. All the real baller successful folks are sellers. And all the broke ass people playing catch up are buyers. I ain't trying to go out like that, P. I'ma be a seller. I'ma get my own business. Change the game.
And that's what it comes down to. I think that little clip from Baby Boy, the film, John Singleton film, lays it out globally speaking. Whether we're in this age or another age, there are basically two types of people always in this world, on this planet, buyers and sellers. If you exclusively buy, you might be struggling your entire existence. If you're selling, you have an opportunity for freedom. So are you a buyer or a seller? Then the next question is, do you sell more than you buy? Do you sell more than you buy? Here's a little matter of fact, I'm going to develop this habit myself. For every time you buy something, why don't you sell 5 or 10 items or whatever you sell or might sell, cookies, donuts, cars, dresses, what have you, that, well, maybe you don't have to do it 5 or 10 times, but for every time you buy something, sell 2 of whatever you're selling. Now, that it all depends on the price item, too. But get in the habit of selling more than you're buying. Get in the habit of selling more than you're buying. If you don't have anything to sell, start looking for something to sell. And one of the things that you could do is you could create something to sell. It could be a book, ebook, some type of a course. Maybe you're good at baking cookies, but bake cookies and I mean, because that's creating a product, and sell it. Maybe it's lemonade. Maybe you've got a simple yet effective way to cut grass And then you train other people on how to cut grass the way you do it, landscape the way you do it, and then you can sell the licensing. And then you can have several people out there cutting grass your way. And they're all, you know, they're all licensed. And you can do the same thing for, maybe you've got a special way of cleaning something. Some of these simplified things, cutting hair. But are you a buyer or seller? Most people are buyers, and they rarely, if ever, sell anything. So one of the things I'd like you to do is, what's your buy-sell ratio, or should I say sell-buy ratio? You know, for every dollar that you're spending, matter of fact, you know, the Claude Anderson piece. Now, he's dropped a clue bomb in that. Let me find it in. Okay. This computer takes its time. Let's let it wind itself back. But, all right, here we go. Yeah, we want to establish, at least I'm going to establish mine today, right during this podcast. What's our sell to buy ratio? And we'll put down these things, because some people, they don't have one. All right, I'm going to play this Steve Harvey, our intro, and then let's break this down and then establish some sell to buy ratios.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an Asian, see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. They ain't going to be in there. But 51% of your prisoners will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pools in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folks got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations, who got the money? That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control, and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor, and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor, then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries, and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems, so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk only control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about something like about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people, you can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisoners in the United States are black people. You know, even though you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March, what? Who cares? Marching, they never changed anything.
Okay, we're going to play part of this again because I want you to pick, I want you to listen for this. How many times does money bounce around in specific communities? So let's listen specifically for that, and then we'll come back to your buy-to-sell ratio or your sell-to-buy ratio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an Asian, see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. They ain't going to be in there. But 51% of your prisoners will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economic. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pools in your money. And hold that money. And practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for at least. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations, who got the money? That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And then the politician...
Man, hold on, I'm missing something here. Let me see, because I'm multitasking. Let's do it one more time.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. They ain't going to be in there. But 51% of your prisoners will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economic. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry and put that pools in your money and hold that money and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for at least. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor.
All right, I got it that time. Jewish money bounces 18 times before it leaves the community. You know what? That's what I'm going to set. I got to go back and play the Asian part. Matter of fact, before I play it again, because I want to catch the Asian part, how many times it bounces in equity. That's, in other words, here's the sell-buy ratio. For every dollar that I spend to buy something, if I'm selling cookies, I'm selling 18 cookies or 18 packages of cookies or 18 shipping containers of cookies or whatever it might be, I'm selling 18 before I buy one of anything. Going by just what Claude Anderson said. Now we're going to play this again because I want to catch, unless somebody caught it and you can press one. I want to catch how many times it bounces in the Asian community.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find. There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. They ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prisoners will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economic. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pulls in your money, and hold that money, and, it's a, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black. There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. They ain't going to be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry and put that pools in your money and hold that money and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times.
You know what? I've been talking all this time, and I got myself muted. Okay. With your, well, let me add some time on there. I got to go through this again. But it shouldn't take long. Okay, buy-sell ratio. Oh, wait a minute. But I got two mics on this, so maybe you guys heard me the whole time. Okay. I'm assuming that you heard me the whole time because I do have two mics, one on the phone, one on the laptop. If you plan on spending, let's say you spend $100 today, okay, what are you selling that will bring you in $1,300 to $1,800 to counteract that $100 that you spent? And I think I'm going to bring this up every program. What are you selling to essentially counteract your buying, your spending? The spending is in the minus column. So, like I said, are you selling singles, or are you selling a combination of all of the above? Because what a lot of these convenience stores do, they'll sell singles. They make some money that way. They make some money by selling you in a pack, you know, a six pack or a package of things or a container of things, or maybe. You know, you go to another place and you might get that same item by the box. There's, like, say, Sam's Club has set up a whole business because they're selling bulk to families. And I imagine some small businesses as well. So what is your buy-to-sell ratio? I'm going to, as today, start. Like I said, I might not master today or tomorrow, this week, or within the next month or so, but trust me, I will be working on it. For every item that I buy, I want to counteract that by selling something that I create. And here's another thing. You can create it, or you can look for somebody else who's created something. You sell what they got. I'm going for something that I create as much as possible. And then am I selling that 13 to 18 times to counteract whatever I purchase? Now, let's see. So far today, I spent $108. So I've got to counteract that by selling something 13 to 18 times that's the equivalent of $108 or more. All right, the equivalent of it. So for me, it could be, what do I need to do to, actually I can do it with one tiny house, but I'm thinking, what do I need to do, because I need things simplified for me. What do I need to do to build and sell 13 to 18 tiny houses per day? Matter of fact, I laid mine out just like that. So, one more thing I'm going to play before I played it already. Is this from the film Baby Boy? I want you to count. Well, let's play the clip, and I'm going to tell you the assignment that I do every day, because this is going to be in our daily play rotation as well.
This is World News Sunday.
A former lawman.
That's not what I wanted. Okay, wait a minute. Let me find what I'm looking for. All right, so those of you who are listening, do you have a product that you create, that you have created, or some type of service you might have? You know, how many times for every dollar that you spend, are you selling, and this is on a daily basis, are you selling, what's your sell-to-buy ratio, or buy-to-sell ratio? Right, so for me, I need to build and sell 13 to 18 tiny house for the day. Okay, I found the clip. Listen to this clip from the film Baby Boy, then I got a question to ask you.
Brother, break bread with me, brother. Got that pure cake, no butter, no sugar. Asiatic, straight like my brother's soul. Yes, indeed. 7-Up cake, we got pound cake. And we...
Some of that pound cake.
Yes, indeed, brother. There you go. Thank you, brother. You have a good day today. Salam.
Today I begin a new life, for I am the master of my ability, and today is going to be a great and beautiful day.
What?
I said, today I begin a new life, for I am the master of my abilities, and today is going to be a great and beautiful day.
Pillows, goose down, $35.
P, you a buyer or a seller?
What? Videos, homie. Videos? DVDs? CDs? Masterpiece? Charlie's Angel?
Look at yourself.
How many millionaires you got on, bruh? I count at least three. Man, what the fuck are you talking about? P! Look around, man. See what I see? I see money. Look at my man over there selling t-shirts. Brother over there selling pies and paper. Cake man over there. Everybody moving, making money. Right? While we standing still being broke. I figured all this shit out, man. All this. This whole world moves forward through transactions. Commerce, nigga. The exchange of goods and services. All the real baller successful folks are sellers. And all the broke ass people playing catch up are buyers. I ain't trying to go out like that, Pete. I'ma be a seller. I'ma get my own business. Change the game.
Okay. Next question is, how many millionaires are you wearing? the shoes that you have on, more than likely, the person who made those shoes, they're millionaires. Pants, T-shirts, dresses, whatever you're wearing. The articles of clothing that you're wearing, unless you had them made for you or you made them yourself, that's a millionaire. So let's get basic. So let's just merge the sexes in together, male and female. So essentially, if you got underwear on, you know, the bottoms, the pants, panties, whatever you want, that's $1 million. That's $1 million. All right, the top, it could be a T-shirt or a bra. Okay, that's $2 million. Okay, for every item of clothing that you have on, it'll be $1 million. Now, with me right now, let's see. I got a hoodie on, but it's my house hoodie. But I had that made for me, so I'm gonna just throw that in there too. So I got a hoodie on, T-shirt, underwear, pants, sweatpants, and shoes. So I'm wearing $5 million. $5 million. I want to change that dynamic. That's why I'm saying it. And the ratios that we're taking, I'm going to ask this question probably every day. What's your seller to buy? Do you have a seller to buy? First, let's establish that. Do you have a seller to buyer's ratio lifestyle? Or do you have seller to buyer ratio, or is yours a buyer to buyer ratio? All right, so 13 to 18, that's my goal for selling as opposed to my buying or spending. And the item that I'll be doing deals with off-grid housing, the tiny houses, and then there's other things connected to that. Some products that I have created. But we want to know what you create. All right. Okay, we'll be doing other things this week that we'll report during the week from different locations. We'll be giving you updates on Bloggersville, which is within the nation of Podcastan. What's going on at Earth Wealth Energy Village, which is located in, the land you already purchased at. That's in Taft, Oklahoma. So those are the two areas, you know. This week, the focus is in on Bloggersville, which we got the land in escrow, so we'll be giving you on updates on that really towards the end of the week, Thursday and Friday of this week. If you go to our Facebook page, which is House Makers, a social network, Housemakers, a social network, and you know, I think I'm going to change the name of that page. I don't know. I got to think about it. But right now, if you go to our Facebook page, which is titled Housemakers, a social network, then you can see the T-shirt design and logo. For podcast name, podcasting, which is the nation that we're organizing here. It's a social network with physical online, I mean offline locations. It's just not digital. We actually have physical offline locations where podcasters and their audiences or members can meet. You can sort of say it's like meetup group. It's developing as like meetup groups on steroids. Meetup groups meet at various places. You know, at a Starbucks, library, what have you, maybe somebody's home. But we're getting locations where we can actually sit around a campfire, build houses. Some of these will be transitional housing. Some of these will be permanent housing for people, have meetings, really take ideas that are exchanged in the podcast and then meet at a physical location and then actually take those intangible ideas and turn them into something. That's what podcast stand is about. That's about that. So we'll be giving updates on our latest developments this week. T-shirts that we're going to have a limited edition T-shirt that we're going to be releasing by this weekend. We're having probably 15 printed. And out of that 15, only 9 of them will be available for sale. There'll be special limited edition T-shirts that we're selling. And we'll probably give you information on that tomorrow, which is Wednesday. You know what? We might want to say that till Thursday. All right. Okay. It's 7:42 here on the East Coast. So, that's about it for today. Are you a buyer or a seller? Well, most of us are both. But what I want to drill home today is, are you selling more than you buy? What's your seller-buy ratio? And then next thing is, how many millionaires are you wearing? Now, here's the third thing. How many millionaires are wherever you live at? How many millionaires are you surrounded by? Whoever made that bed you're on, millionaire. Chair you're sitting in, millionaire. Picture on the wall, millionaire. We're surrounded by abundance. And all those people, whatever item it was in their head, these mundane, everyday items, they made them and sold them. That's the habit that we want to start promoting. On that note, everyone have a good rest of the day.